Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Tonight, another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we all win. You got to get informed. And many of you, you know, they always say, let me bring her on. I have so much fun when she's on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does pretty much every week. We talk about the issues that you're dealing with on a daily basis with your teens, with yourself. And stuff that's going on around you, you know. But, you know, Dr. B, we always joke like there's no manual, there's no book that comes with raising children. But come on, honestly and frankly, a lot of people, you know deep down in your gut what's right for your child, the true right thing to do for your child to help them out. And, you know, when I see not Generation Z or Gen Z, because they seem to be waking up to this. But like in the millennials of the world, who were the everybody gets a trophy group, and we don't want anybody to feel bad, and don't make fun of so-and-so.
The millennials, they kind of ruined it. I don't know what happened there, but wow, I'm so glad to be a Gen Xer. But yeah,
I'm a boomer, you know.
It's over for me.
Yeah.
Anybody that's older than 40, they call boomers. So,
well, I just what was that last week? I don't think you were. So last week I did a piece on a millennial wrote a piece complaining about the way boomers brought up their kids and the dangerous things we did. And some of those things, you're gonna love this. Some of those things were we sent our kids to the store with just a note. Right? I mean, we were supposed to set up with a zap gun or something. We allowed our kids to walk to school by themselves.
And take a bus.
Oh my gosh. I grew up in Boston. I took a train and a bus after school to get to my mom's work. They just went down all these things, which I thought was so funny.
He survives.
You know? And yet, they're not curled up in a ball because somebody called them a guinea or a wop or a dago. Okay?
Yeah. Yes. I'm completely there. Yeah, I don't know what happened with the millennials. I'm so sorry. But y'all, I have yet to meet one man, and I will meet some that I'm like, oh, this is good, you get it, and then they'll say something and I'm like, oh, and it's gone. You know, it's like, I'm trying. Yeah. I'm really trying, but literally it's not their what's their fault now? As an adult, they need to choose better. And I know they're having to kind of rewind and unwind some of those tapes and redo it. But, yeah, they were just raised on such a fluffy foundation, if that makes sense.
No, you're right. Everybody wins. You don't want anybody to feel bad. You know, it's like
literally.
The person who comes in first, right, is always going to feel great. The person who comes in second, who busted chops all through their lives, just as much as the person who came in first, is not going to feel so good.
They're not, you know, and if they, I'm sorry, but if they want to ruin their life because of it, they were going to do it anyway, all right? There aren't enough trophies for those people. And if they're healthy, which the majority of them are, they're going to go like, you know what, this is not my thing. I'm going to go find my thing. I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to get back up. What else can I do? And no, the millennials, literally, I mean, I used to joke about, let's just bubble wrap our kids. They did. They virtually bubble wrapped their children, and that's a millennial. It's like, oh, no, get some bubble wrap.
That's the Purell generation. You shouldn't call them millennials. Goodness. Call them the Purell generation. God bless.
Oh, my gosh. That's kind of funny.
But it's look, what made my parents strong was adversity in their life. Okay. You know, they worked hard in their days, right? My grandparents worked hard to get what they got. And our parents didn't come running to our rescue every time we did something stupid or wrong or whatever. And it seems that with every generation, like my grandfather used to say, look, I just don't want you guys to struggle the way I did, but he didn't hand us anything. He gave us advice. He helped us after we made stupid mistakes, not financially, but with wisdom. And it's hilarious. But at some point, these parents decided they didn't want little Johnny or Sally to feel bad at all about themselves.
Right. This movement, right, this Me Too movement just was like a wave, you know, on through everything. And to pacify them, here's social media, here's a phone, here's a device, here's, whatever it is. And it's like, no, pacifiers. Literally, I call them, you know, digital pacifiers, because that is it. I remember years ago when we had kids, you know, 21 years ago, but it just started after that. You know, these iPads in front of the kids, the iPads in their strollers. And I'm like, what? The kid's 8 months old. Okay, why do you have an iPad? Rubber band in their stroller. And it's interesting because it's such an immature generation, right? The millennials. It's just it's not foundational. It's very surface. I guess hopefully that explains it a little bit. But the more social media, and again, I know I talk about it a lot, but you guys need to understand how impactful it is to the brain. That, you know, adolescents, I would say 10 to 14, and younger than 10, their brains are shaping, and they want to be social. They need peer relationships, right? They need the bully. They need the one that razzes them.
They need adversity of some kind.
Yes,
right?
Correct. The nice ones, the mean ones, they need that. And
wait a minute. Okay. We're going for a break. Hang tight. We'll be back in a second. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back, Joe McKinney, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, I promised to get to a story tonight, but I'll get to it tomorrow. I promise you. You know, these Christian universities are offering drag courses. They're offering, you know, sex ed kind of things and what have you. And you know, I've always said this for years. Just because somebody says they're a Christian, just because something says that it's a Christian organization, it doesn't mean it is. I mean, we're going to do one whole night on Christian organizations that can't even spell the word Christ. But right now, we're on something else. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her. You're smiling big because you know I'm right.
Oh, my gosh. I could do that show all night, every night, all week. The people, right? The athletes, the singers, you know. What's her face?
Administrators that have been that have been dismissed
Christian
from
schools.
The college because they take a biblical stance on marriage.
Yeah.
You know?
So many Christian schools are becoming private schools because of that. You know, just this new, you know, Christianese thing. And it's like, no, he was and is to come. The Bible is the same yesterday, today, and always. There's no... You can't. I mean, if we change that up, then where's our foundation,
but
right?
Gosh. B, we have electricity now, and Jesus would have used an iPad. Come on, get with the program.
Right. Jesus was a liberal, right? I've heard it all. He would have been pro whatever abortion. I've heard it all. He was black. I don't care what color he was. Right.
Well, you know what? Look, some of these feminists would lose their minds because. You know, I do that God's drill sergeant thing, and one of the things I recently taught on was nowhere does the Bible say to women, get your kids and go teach them. Every scripture on teaching children said, men, teach your children too. Men, do this. Men, do that. Men, do this. It's like, you guys need to step up. Don't keep pointing to your wife and say, oh, that's her job. Where do you see that?
Right,
Where
and
do
not provoke.
That?
Don't provoke them.
Well, I provoke them all the time.
I know. I think you ignored that. We were all provoked, very provoked, you know, but we knew to respect our elders.
Yeah, but all right, so deal with that for just a minute, because I know you have questions you got to get to.
It's
one that I talk to with the men, and it does come up. It's like, yeah, but the Bible says you're not supposed to provoke your children. I said, okay, you realize that you provoke your children the minute they say, I don't want to do my homework, and you say, you're going to do your homework, or I'm going to take your car keys away. You've just provoked your child. You really think that's what it's talking about? Give me a break.
I know. Well, nowadays everything provokes. Triggers
yes.
is the new
triggers,
provoke
yeah.
word, right?
We'll probably have to rewrite the Bible, put triggers and provokes.
It means exasperate them. You know what I mean? It's not provoke like today. You know, you provoked. They're going to write. It's going to get out and go viral now, and they're going to go, oh, I'm provoked. It says in the Bible. I'm like, no. It means to... Like, exasperate it. Like, you don't let it go. Which, again, I probably have done that, too.
we've all done it. But, you know, I think kids know the difference. I was telling you something during the break. I won't go into it now. But what I think is funny is that in that conversation I had, that person said to me, you know, you always know when your parent is just doing things to do things. They really don't care what they're doing for you and with you. And you always know the parent that is disciplining. I didn't like it, but ultimately I realized you were doing it because you cared. Right?
Right.
And kids know. They know what's going on.
They so know. They're so smart. And again, parents, they are so smart. They will play it and play you, and they just know stuff. And this is why you've got to walk your talk. You can't say, you know, don't do this and don't do that, and then go smoke weed in your room. They are not stupid. You can't. I mean, you can do that, but... No. And you need to be talking to them about these things. There are things, you know, there's a new list that research has come up with what kids, this is a study from 13 to 17 year olds, what kids want to talk about, but they're afraid to because they're hearing it. They're getting educated. And it's literally almost the same things as we all wanted to know about, but they're getting educated in a depraved, unhealthy way. Online, because they go Google it, right? And then you've got the liberal news media outlets that are telling them that this and this and this is okay. And you've got to get on top of it. Unfortunately, you need to start at 10 or 11 versus, you know, I think my great-grandparents probably talked about stuff at like 16, you know, about the topics. But the things they wanted to know about were, of course, sex. Ooh, give me, I mean, you can open any of your phones and there everything is. But what it's interesting is what the very first question about that is, why is same-sex marriage? Like, what does that mean? What is a homosexual relationship really look like? Like, they don't get it. They think it's just, it's your best friend. Is it, you know, am I gay because I have a best girlfriend? And it's just interesting to me that these weren't things I cared about because no one talked about it because everyone, you know, there's a shame around it. But then also, why does God think it's not okay? And you need to explain this, right? We can't, there's so much out there. There are negative and lies about what the Bible says and why, that you need to actually sit down and explain this. If they know what the letters LGBT are, then they're ready to hear what why this is a thing and what God says about it, and then explain. And this is, we talk about it all the time. It comes up, you know, because I've got, you know, middle schoolers now going into high school that are around the house and talking. And what about it? Why is it God this? I'm like, it's not a hate thing. We are to love. But in the Bible it says, and we need to support that. But still, sure, be friends with them, but just stay strong. And you'll never know. You never know, like these people detransitioning, you never know when they're going to come to you because you were loving and you were strong in your truth. And parents, you've got to embrace this in your kids and let them be the hero. They're not going to hate you. So many parents these days are just afraid to speak truth to their kids. You know, just sit in, just go with it. You know, if they have a rainbow, you take a rainbow, whatever. No, that is not it at all. Not at all. So
look, I've gone years individually with any one of my children, but not seeing them because there was something that they did, and they decided that they didn't want to line up with what I had to say or what have you. And my relationship with pretty much all of them today is much stronger for that because I stood by my principles and it gave them something to step out on. So I don't know what people are afraid of.
Right, the prodigal son. You know, yep. God talks about this, how he left in the minute, you know, his heart changed. He left the 99 to come back and scoop him up. And yes, but he didn't go, you go. Go wander. Do your thing. You know what I mean? And it is painful as a parent. We've had to let a child do that. Go wander. Go figure it out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he came back around. But you have to sometimes. You cannot right. just keep giving.
Commercial time. We'll be back in a minute, people. You got questions for Dr. B? You can either send them to me, hop on the chat room at joemessina.com, or send me to email joe@therealside.com. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says his comment referring to the Chinese president as a dictator hasn't had any real consequence.
Choosing and avoiding saying what I think is the facts is just not something I'm going to change very much.
While speaking alongside Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Biden added that he expects to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping in the near future. China's foreign ministry did express outrage at the remark. Kesha and her former producer, Dr. Luke, have settled a defamation lawsuit out of court. The pop singer filed a lawsuit against the producer for sexual assault and emotional abuse in 2014. Dr. Luke then countersued and claimed defamation. As part of the agreement, the pair issued a joint statement on social media. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Let me bring her back on again. Dr. B joins us, as she does pretty much every week, to talk about some of the issues that you're going through, dealing with your mental health and the health, hopefully, of your child. I mean, people are having so much trouble dealing with their kids or understanding their kids. But she can help. She's got the book to fix it, right?
Sure, the Bible at this point. But yes, and I'm getting hammered to talk about social media. So I
go for it. It's all yours. We have the next two segments.
I hear you, audience. And then I just got a question. What are the other things we need to talk to our kids about? Okay, I'll go real quick. Oh, alcohol and marijuana. Okay, those are the things. Thanks to these liberal states making marijuana like legal everywhere. They want to know, you know, what if my friends are using it? It's the same old questions, you know, peer pressure. What do I do? What's the way out? Yeah. Is it hypocritical? This is like the snarky one. Is it hypocritical if my parents drink that I, okay, they're not, if they're under 21, yes. Pretty sure your parents, if you're a teenager, are not under 21. So next. Faith, that is the number four thing that teens want across the country to talk to their parents about. I love it. How is God real? How do we know the Bible is true? I love it. I think that's kind of cool. I think that's cool. They want to know about it, okay? I don't care if you are a Christian or not. Sit down and talk about God and don't just tell them about it. Say, what do you think? What have you heard? What do you think about the Bible? And gosh darn, if you've never opened one and you think that the Bible is terrible, open it. and especially go right to the New Testament. Start, you know, reading about it. If you are a Christian, I think apologetics is an incredible thing. Buy books on it, classes, whatever. Teach your kids how to defend their faith. They need it. If you're going to insist that they're going to have these phones, these things in their hand, these devices, and you are going to insist that they have apps, social media, which I'm going to talk about what's going on with social media right now, some of the latest and greatest. But if you're going to insist, then teach them to defend their faith, because then they have something to do and to say, and a way out of being bullied and being shamed. And it's okay to teach them to find the delete button and the block button if it gets to where, this is where I teach, I've always taught my kids, and I do it myself, that I will go and discuss. I'll have discussions with all kinds of naysayers and people that are anti what I believe. I love a good discussion, and I ask a lot of questions. But when they start, you know, attacking me physically or threatening me, then that means that they're out. And I'll tell them that. It sounds like you're done discussing. So if you say anything else, I'm going to block you. And they're like, well, if you, okay, you just got a block. So it's, you just stay calm. You don't let their projection of evil fall on you. It's projection. Complete projection. And okay, another question. Okay, so one more thing. I'll get to all your questions. Self-worth. What is my purpose? Why am I here? Am I worthy of love if I mess up? That whole shame factor, that is what comes out of cyberbullying, is this shame. And it is not good shame. It is not a healthy shame. It is untrue. And so we really need to talk to you, our kids, about, you know, loving themselves, loving others, loving Jesus, you know, joy, Jesus, others, yourself. It's not neglecting any of those. It's just in order, because if you, you know, lay it at the foot of the cross and love Jesus first, then you will want to love others next and serve. And then the joy that you get from loving others, you then love yourself. You're proud of yourself. And it's not a pride thing. It's just like, okay, you know, I am created in the image of God, and they need to rely on that, because what we look like, what we act like, our careers, all of that fades away. It comes and goes. And knowing that you have a solid foundation in Christ and who you are and identity, and realizing that you are created in the image of God, you're always going to feel like, wow, you know, the creator of the universe is in me. It is part of me. So those are the five things you all need to be talking to your kiddos about, and you need to invite the conversations. They're not just going to, you know, come up to you and ask you the meaning of life. You need to ask them, you know, these questions. Okay, so I want to touch on this next question. Why are people so mean these days? Remember, we talked about that a little bit earlier. Why are people just assume the worst? Honestly, psychologically, I can speak to this. It's projection 100%. If people are condescending, passive aggressive, are mean spirited, are judgmental towards you, it is them and their junk that is being projected on you. And you've got to remember, it is their low self-image. It is their emptiness. It is their character issues. And even though it's difficult to take that, and as adults, right? Think about it. It is difficult for us to take that when people just assume the worst and judge your character without even knowing it. But think about kids on social media. That is what is going on. They are being judged by everything they post, by pictures, by things they, artwork they put out there, by reels, by things they say, by quotes. Their creativity is being judged by people that have terrible self-images and are projecting upon your kids, and they don't know how to sit there and go, well, psychologically, John Smith is, you know, he's projecting. We can't even do that as adults, so we cannot expect our kids to be able to do that. So just know that that's what's going on. I hope that that helped answer why people are so mean. And just don't cause the defense mechanism in you to strike out in an unhealthy way, because that's where we go. We just one up. And now we've got protests. We've got, you know, a division in this country politically, spiritually, because we just try to get our point across. And while, yes, we need to take a stand, righteously so, as Jesus did, for our kids, for our schools, for our churches, for our families, we have to do that respectfully. That's not what I'm talking about. It is that turn the other cheek, you know, do not strike out in anger, be angry yet do not sin, and know when to walk away. I love that verse. I believe it's Matthew, that where Jesus asks, you know, his disciples, asks his people to go and seek out people, tell them the good news, you know, knock on the doors. And then it says, if you're not wanted, you're not invited in, and what you're saying is not being received, shake the dust off of your feet and leave. It's in the Bible. So we are to do that. And it doesn't say beat their door down. It doesn't say light their house on fire. It doesn't say condemn them. It doesn't say yell back at them. It says shake the dust off of your feet and walk away. And parents, think again how difficult this is for us. So you know how difficult it's got to be for your kiddos. So on to the transition then for that into social media. I keep saying this, that developmentally, they are not ready. Their brains are still developing until age 25. That is when we get the full coping mechanism fully developed. And that is why they're not coping well. And we're not teaching them. So since they don't have that ability to cope on their own, we have to be the ones that teach them how to cope. And Jill, right. We talk about this all the time, right?
Yeah, we do. Give a short example if you can. How do you teach a child to cope with, I don't know, adversity, bullying, envy, whatever? Pick one.
Right. So this is what I'm saying. So right now they're not knowing how to cope, and they're not learning it, and it's getting stunted. You know, it's not growing when they're on social media because it's not interaction. It's not social interaction. So a good way for them to learn naturally how to cope is to allow them to be in situations, actual physical situations, with a variety of people, you know, different origins and races and neighborhood kids and in different, in sports and out there riding the scooter and falling down and, just that one-on-one, right? You know, the bullies after school, 3 o'clock, we'll see you out in the playground. Yeah. Okay. You know, let them go do their thing and then, you know, teach them that it's time to wrap it up. But they don't have that anymore. So we have to let them have their friends. You've got to coordinate play dates now since nobody's outside doing anything and get the bikes out and the scooters out. And talk about things and have a barbecue and swim and let kids get elbowed accidentally and let them disagree. That's what we need to do, not just rescue. Parents are rescuing and rescuing and rescuing. We're talking about the millennials, and that is what their parents did. Complete rescue. Right. Trophy for everyone. No bad feelings.
We're coming up to a commercial. I just put a question that somebody emailed me in the chat room. Good luck to you. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B after the break.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Sometimes we just have to do a whole
thoughts about to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God! They're like flying television!
We are back. Joe Mesete, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. This is why I bring on the experts. Because during the break, I should look at my son. If I answered some of the questions that Dr. B is getting right now, I don't know. They definitely couldn't charge me with practicing psychology without a license, because it's not what it is. But anyhow, Dr. B, always a pleasure to have you
Thanks.
With me.
No, I love it. I love your guests that are just answering these questions, and it's so, they're so good. Because I'm like, gosh, I feel like I'm so mean with the question, the answers that I have that I would give. And then I'm looking, I'm like, oh, no, you guys are the same way. Good job. I love it. Like these non-negotiable. Okay, so this one, my daughter doesn't want to say, and thank you, guys. I want to say it takes courage to, you know, to ask these questions, and I appreciate it. And you must want to know, or you're not asking. So, you know, you're going to get the Dr. Laura-esque of me for Dr. B here. But my daughter doesn't want to sit down with me and have dinner and a conversation, and I'm a single mom. How do I connect? And I get that's tough. I get that's tough when we just have one parent that is, you know, functioning in the house. But I would just get creative and say, okay, let's go out, to the grocery store and take her to the grocery store. We're going out. Get some things. What do you want to make? What sounds good? And make dinner together. And kids always, when they participate, they will eat it. They will want to do it. And just, there's no, you know, it's just, I loved the non-negotiable. Dinner is dinner. My kids understand, you know, tonight I'm like, hon, here's some, you know, hot dogs and burgers. Go, can you go barbecue? Yeah, I bring them in. I cut up some watermelon. All the kids just know. To sit down there. Nobody's going to their room. Nobody's on their phone. Nobody's – you just do it. And that's part of it is pick me two nights. And if they continue to say, I don't want to, I'm not – then say, I don't want to pay your phone bill. Okay. So next month I'm not paying your phone bill. I mean, seriously, it's pretty – it should be pretty even. I don't feel like, you know, leaving the little socket on the electrical for your room on. So I'm going to just turn that off. Good night. So you just kind of have to meet them where they are. And so they see the absurdity of it. It's a meal, you know, negotiate, whatever. That's fine. Twice a week, I want you down here and we're just going to hang out. But engage them in cooking and baking, you know, something. Have them write down their favorite meals. If there's a favorite spot they want to go to, I'm all for that once a week. Go there, you know, go there. Bring a friend, you know, on a Friday night. I just anything to engage them and not give in to, okay. And whether you're a single parent or not, my mom was a single mom and I just always understood, you know, I'm home for dinner. And when I'm not, I better have a pretty good excuse. You know what I mean? I'd be out, come home to eat and go back out, to make sure. So, I love all of your answers. There's another one. Right? There was my child's privacy. Okay, so what about my child's privacy and at what age do you allow them to have privacy in their rooms?
21.
When it's your house, your room. So if you're talking like modesty privacy, yeah, okay. Take a shower, listen for the water, give them 5 minutes to change. You know, you can knock on the door, you done, you decent. I do that sometimes with my kids. Sometimes I'll just knock open, you cover up, I'm coming in. But it's my house. You know, they have a college apartment. They can
Thank
go.
Thank you. No, go. It's my house. Thank
it
you.
Is, it's my husband and I pay the bills. Yep. We do all of it. Yeah. I get the privacy, you know, the desire for it. And it's interesting because I just read a more liberal-leaning article on, you know, when, you know, kids get to have their privacy. And they said, starting at age 6, they need – I'm like, no. Heck no. No. At age – no. We're not
– Oh, my God. You're going to be a coronary over here.
No. No. And – so here's the thing. I get it. I like the fact that their bedroom is a sanctuary, and it needs to be a healthy sanctuary. So have the colors you want, the posters you want that are not disgusting and gross. You know, you still have a moral foundation that needs to be respected within their room, unless they would like to go purchase some property and build their own shack. They can do that and have anything you want. When I mean, we're even paying for, you know, our kids' college apartment. I don't want to see, like, pinup girls or anything, but you know, there's not a lot we can do. It's 5 hours away in College Station, but we've trained them. So I know in California they've even passed laws that you can't go, you know, if your kid puts a lock on you know, a cabinet or something, they can call the police and you can get a ticket. It's a misdemeanor, and it's as a parent, and I'm just like, how, what happened here? What has gone on? But my kids know I will do room checks periodically. When they leave, they expect that, and I don't turn the room upside down, but I'm looking under mattresses and in the little slats, and I'm remaking the bed, and I'm looking through your closet, and they just know now, you know, and if I find something, I ask them about it. It needs to be clean-ish, you know, once a week. You need to go up there. But as far as privacy, there are different levels. Modesty, of course. But that modesty does not take 5 hours. If you walk in, you can walk in anytime you want, unannounced. And if they freak out, say, there must be something you're hiding. There should be nothing that is that scary and that illegal. In their rooms. There's just nothing I can think of that is private. If they have a journal or a diary, okay, we don't need to go through those. We don't. Unless there is, and I will tell you this, again, after being, you know, being in this industry for 30 years, if they're acting suicidal, overly depressed, and literally, you know, you see suicidal ideation and they're talking about methods and means and they're off to school, I'm okay with going through any kind of journal or diary. Sorry, I am, to protect them instead of giving them, you know, hormone stopping, you know, meds. Let's just go through their journals and see where they are. But that is only in severe cases, where their mental health is at risk. And you can even let them know, you know, I went through, I'm concerned. And this is why I'm concerned. But privacy is, to me, as a teenager and parents, again, 30 years doing this, that means I'm hiding something. I need my privacy. They're hiding something. So that's where you got to have doors open, a limited time in their rooms, and check their phones, know the passwords, know what's on their devices. So, yeah. What do you say, Joe?
You know, you already know my feeling about this stuff.
I know.
I'm going in anytime I want to.
Yeah.
Okay. And my attitude to a big degree is, look, if I feel, I just saw somebody, I put something in there from somebody else. If I feel something's up and wrong, I'm going to go through my kids' stuff. I've done it before.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's your duty.
Yeah, you know when your kids, you know when your child, I hate to say it this way, is being sneaky, hiding something, keeping something from you. If you don't, you're not connected to your children, right?
Right, right. I can't understand. It's like if my husband wants to go through my phone, which he wouldn't do, but I'm like, anytime, right? Same with spouses. There shouldn't be like, no, you shouldn't have a special code. No, anytime. Here you go. Hand it over. Look through anything you want. This whole privacy and my rights, no, I don't understand. I really don't. In that sense of privacy, I don't understand that at all. And I thought that was,
Tammy's got all of my passwords in it. There's
right?
anything she can't get. Yeah, listen, let's just be honest about it. She sleeps next to me at night. She can slit my throat and I'd never know it until I said hello to Jesus. I mean, seriously.
Right.
You're not going to trust her with your bank account? Serious?
Oh, my goodness. You just have to have a level of trust. But with kids, we are to train them up. They're in our house, and they need to understand that. You don't have to be mean about it. But I go through my kids' rooms all the time, meaning like once every week. And I just go through everything. I don't make a mess of it. You know, I put away their clothes and whatever. If it's out, I'll clean up your room a little if I have to go through it. But it's just not a question. You know, I got it once, and I'm like, I understand why you're asking me that, and you're irritated, but this is why I found this and this and this and this. Oh,
well, it may not have been the right way, but I always said, hey, what you just said a few minutes ago, it's my house. This is my room, not yours. And as long as you don't give me a reason to look, you can have your privacy. But you know what?
Right.
I'm the landlord. I'm going in when I feel like it.
That's the privacy they can have. I love that the bedroom is their place. I'm fine with that. Make it their own. I love that. Let them be creative about it. I'm all for that. Encourage them. Walk in there. What kind of bedspread would you like? What kind of curtains? You know, what kind of things? Let's go, you know, on a little shopping spree, you know, and make it yours. I'm okay with that. They need that. But that's not a place to hide drugs and alcohol and porn mags. That's just, no. We've all done it. All done it. And I know you guys are wanting to talk about social media. So honestly, you guys, I just want to let you know that your kids cannot handle what is on social media. You've got to really limit it. And no kind of app, no apps that are like, you know, going to engage them or put them at risk for engaging with strangers or people that you don't know. If you have a family group, that's fine. Have them join it on Instagram with you on it and just sisters and cousins and things like that. I think that's awesome. But more so, we've got to get our kids out and about. We've got to teach them what to do outside of social media. Or their brains, as we see, they're not coping well. They're not doing well at all. The synapses are not forming the way they need to. The pathways, it's just not happening. Oh, we've got to go.
Round it up, yeah. So, yeah, we're just going to have to plan out a strictly question night.
I love it.
We will do that. All right, Dr. B. Kitchener here pretty much every week. Joe Bacini, your host. God bless people. Have a great rest of the evening. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.